less than 4 years before.
Discussing latest achievements to control HIV/AIDS, Tehran is hosting the first international and the fifth national congress on HIV/AIDS. Representatives from the UNAIDS, World Health Organization, Iran's HIV/AIDS Research Center, as well as a number of American scientists have attended the four-day event. According to the United Nations, 7,000 people become infected with HIV every single day, among them almost 1,000 children. According to the latest report, there are over 24,000 officially registered HIV-infected patients in Iran, with over 3,000 of them entering AIDS stage. In Iran, injection drug users are still the most infected section of the society, though specialists express concern among the rising number of reported cases as a result of unprotected sex.
Iran is internationally well known for its response, especially in the area of harm reduction and addressing HIV needs of people who inject drug. However, because of the nature of the epidemic, we need to address emerging issues such as sexual transmission, as well as prevention of mother-to-child transmission. These are priorities which I'm confident that Iran, learning from the experience of successful experience of harm reduction, can reach to.
Iran has developed an herbal drug known as IMOD to fight AIDS. However, with no surefire treatment discovered to date, the fatal virus continues to kill.
This IMOD, that is herbal, actually, basically herbal medication, it has no side effects, severe side effect, and we are using it, we have used it in around 2,000 patients till now, and it was safe. It is an immunomodulator. It increases the CD4 cell count in compared with even heart, and without any side effect. It's not antiviral, but it is immunomodulator. And as I know, in all over the world, we don't have any safe immunomodulator that has the effects like IMOD.
The idea of introducing HIV harm reduction strategies for people using drugs is very much advanced, and Iran is one of the best models, not only in the region, I could say in the world. We have a lot to learn from Iran, and Iran still has a lot of efforts to do in order to ensure appropriate coverage as well for these groups.
All the participating scientists believe that education is the prime factor in controlling HIV infection, with the media playing a central role in this connection. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.